On one hand, the government, environmentalists, and people who live in drilling areas want to know what chemicals are being put into the ground. On the other, fracking is a booming competitive business, and companies don't want to disclose any more than they have to. So the Mining and Energy Commission has been working on a compromise.
The rule that we had would have required the disclosure of trade secret information to the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, but the department would have protected its confidentiality.
Commissioner Charlotte Mitchell says it would have been one of the strongest fracking disclosure rules in the country. It was slated for a final vote Friday morning after months of debate. But yesterday, the chairman, Jim Womack, announced he wanted to change the rule after talking with officials from drilling company Halliburton.
The interested industry partners who would be providing additives or fracturing fluids for well stimulation had offered some new options that we didn't know about.
Womack's proposing a new rule, which wouldn't require confidentiality agreements and, he says, would be simpler. Instead, the company would have to name every ingredient in the fracking fluid, but not the levels, so competitors can't recreate the recipe. Jim Rosabi's a vice president at Redox Tech, a soil and groundwater cleanup company. He says it's the ingredients list that's most important.
You need to know what was in the original mix. I'm not so sure that you need to know the proportions, per se.
But Rosabi also points out that the government routinely holds on to companies' confidential proprietary information. Whether the rule changes or not is going to cause some delays while the commission considers it. It could even mean starting over completely. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.